This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's not like I jinxed anyone, but so I lined Doug Oster up because the weather's been warm. I said, you know, Doug, we had to talk about spring gardening. And you see what we did, Doug? It's snowing outside. I didn't mean to do that. Believe me.
That's part of spring in Pittsburgh, Rob. That's what happens. But it's okay. You know, it's not 12 inches of snow. It's just a couple little flakes out there. It's all right.
Okay. Listen, let's forge ahead. Let's talk about, by the way, Doug Oster, star of all sorts of things, including the Organic Gardener Sundays at 7 here on the radio, Pittsburgh Today Live, KDKA-TV, and, of course, DougOster.com, where it's just a wealth of good stuff there. But let's talk about what gardeners can do right now, even if it is snowing outside, Doug.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about the snow. We're getting geared up, and the number one thing is get out there, get your supplies, get your seeds, because this is going to be another crazy year for gardening. It's been unbelievable. I have a lot of friends that work for these big seed companies, and I've been trying to reach them, and all I'm getting back are quick emails saying, we're running 24/7, we're trying to fill the orders. I had one company close down twice during January trying to fill orders, and this is what they do for a living. And so this is going to be another big year for gardening. And so get out there, go to your local nursery, get the seeds that you're going to use, get the compost and all the other supplies that you need, and get ready, because otherwise, I've already seen it. I've already seen seed racks that are starting to sell out. So it's important to get started right now.
All right. Before we move any further, you know, we have this Feed the Need coming up, courtesy of the good folks, Giant Eagle and Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. I want to give you a chance. You and I are big fans of the Community Food Bank. You at one time did a lot of good stuff with some people I'm very familiar with, the great Shapiro family and Giant Eagle and all the get-goes. But we, even long before I met you, always have supported the Community Food Bank. So just talk about that for a moment, please.
Well, no doubt about it. And it is actually one thing that I encourage gardeners to do is grow a little bit extra and donate it to your local pantry and to the food bank. You know, I've worked for the food bank for a long time, and I've seen the people that are the clients. It's the working poor. It's people, you know, seriously, working two jobs that just need a little bit of extra help from us. And more so now than ever with the pandemic. And so anything you can do to help out, and the program that you guys got going on, Rob, is amazing. But as a gardener, think about that. You know, you always have a little extra. Find your local pantry and just donate it at harvest time.
People are gardening more now than ever in record numbers, and this year seems to be the same and even growing larger because, let's face it, people want to grow, they want to eat it, people cooking at home now more than ever. So tell me about how actually early, because people are eager, they're in the starting gate, how early can they really start planting?
Well, when it comes to seeds indoors, you could start right now. Certain things, you know, there are crops that are really great for cool weather. You know, your lettuces, arugulas, other greens, broccolis, cabbages, things like that, that you could start indoors right now. But when we get to outdoor planting, the first day is St. Patrick's Day. Grandma said, on St. Patrick's Day, we plant our peas, and by gosh, I'm planting my peas on St. Patrick's Day no matter what. But it's peas and onions and lettuce and all these other cool weather crops, pansies for flowers. You can get an early start to this by choosing the plants that love cool weather. And, you know, especially when I talk about those pansies, it is wonderful to have color that early in the season in containers around the house. So, as I said before, now's the time to get the seeds, but then we can get started pretty early in the season. If you think St. Patrick's Day, you know, it's awful cool, but when you choose the right crops, you can plant then.
Doug Oster, DougOster.com, of course, the host of the Organic Gardeners. Every single Sunday at 7 a.m., you can catch him on the radio here at KDKA. A little bit more. We've got about 2 minutes left. How to start those seeds inside. Then I want you to tell the folks about Free Seed Shacks. Go ahead.
Right. So starting seeds inside is super easy. You need a planting mix, which you get from the nursery. You get it moist. You put some seeds in there, whatever you want to grow, whether it's tomatoes, peppers, lettuce, whatever it might be. You cover it with plastic so that that soil stays moist. But the most important thing, the thing that stops most people, is you have to have good lighting. Nowadays, you know, I went and saw our friend Andy Anrime down at EV True Value and got some amazing LED lights for my plants. And that's the way to do it nowadays. LEDs are so cheap to run, and bright light close to the plants, those little seedlings, will give you great plants to start when you plant in the garden. And then Doug's Free Seed Shacks, I've converted these old newspaper sales boxes, the kind you used to throw a quarter in and open it up and get the paper. Well, I've got six of them. I'm going to fill them up with free seeds for people. I'm going to put them in the city. When we get this program going, I'll tell you where they're going to be. And anybody who needs seeds, anybody who wants to grow, can get them out of Doug's Free Seed Shacks. And it's just been a really fun program. I've got lots of donations from big companies and gardeners alike. So it's going to be great.
All right. Listen, always a pleasure. We will talk to you on the radio for your show, The Organic Gardener, Sunday at 7 a.m. here at KDK. Have a good night, Doug.
All right, Rob. Thank you.
DougOster.com, ladies and gentlemen, 615.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.